it's easy for the Jews to destroy our society, and here's how they do it. For example, say you find a you bring your family to a safe ground. You found a safe mountain hideout for yourself and your family. And you've done everything right. You've made sure that there was a stream that had water running through it, because of course water is one of the, besides air, water is the second most important component to maintain life, right? Of course, say you can last a little longer without water than you can without air. So air is the number one, but then quickly comes water, and then food, and then warmth and sustenance. But the Jews have many ways to destroy the non-Jewish population, to destroy the goyim. And now with their ability to control weather modification, if there's an area that doesn't have a lot of Jews and that's beautiful and they want it, they can just create a narrative. And this is how they do it. They create a story as that slimy little Jewish rat, Noah Harari, I think it's Harari, isn't it? Yeah. You have to have a story, he says, story. No, it's a narrative. It's a lie. It's a, give them a narrative, right? And so you could they can easily claim that they want this the Air Force to start seeding the clouds in this certain area and do this and to help the agricultural the to help the all you have to do is give the goyim a narrative. And a lot of times when the Jews just destroy the lands and the families and the people, the non-Jewish people, the goyim, it's often goyim's names are on the mechanisms of this destruction that are actually the ones that are implementing the destruction. That's how the Jews do it, because there's so few Jews. They seem to all be in the United States government and in Washington, I guess, but there's so few Jews compared to us. How could this little teeny population be so effective at destroying the goyim, at decimating their population, like what they did with COVID, destroying the educational system, like they did with what do they call that, the programs that they were putting in high school level, Common Core, destroying the family. The child no longer needs to have parental consent if they want to go get a sex change operation or something like that. Just absolutely destroying our world, right? All the non-Jews, and they get the goyim to do it. Well, how do they do that? It's just with money. They just pay them, and they give them a narrative, right? So the question is, well, do these goyim who are actively destroying their fellow men on behalf of the Jews, do they know that what they're doing is an active, purposeful destruction of their own people, these goyim, us, right? Do they even do these people who are getting us involved in all these wars? Because I mean, the Jews decide which wars we get into, right? But it's always going to be the goyim that fight the wars and implement the policies of the war. It's goyim that are doing that. And so you'll have people like Jake Sullivan. As far as we know, he's not a Jew, right? But he's an instrument of this neocon Jew power. And this was what the neocons, this is the secret. And I've done many shows about this. And this is the secret of the neocons, is that so long as you give the goyim some money, the goyim will do whatever you tell them to do. Most people will do that. But there's one thing you also need to give them, right? So that when they look in the mirror, they don't vomit at what they see, or they don't realize that they're doing an incredible evil to their own people. You give them a narrative. Or as Noah Harari says, a story, a story. Yeah. Yeah, you give them a bullshit story. You give them a narrative. And then, and when Harari talks about the stories, he's talking about the Jewish bullshit story that they give the goyim in order to justify the destruction of our families and of our society and of our economy, right? And so what the neocons trick, this is just one such trick. You know, you have the academia destroying the family, you have the Jewish academia destroying the family, you have the Jewish military industrial complex neocons destroying our standing on the global, you know, in the eyes of the world's population. It's just destroying it. You know, the United States had the had some such goodwill, especially after the post World War II period. We had all the goodwill in the world, you know, but now nobody really cares too much about the United States. We're not, we're hated. We're, you know, we're almost as hated as Israel. Of course, Israel being the most hated nation on earth. Nobody likes these fucking rats, these Jewish rats. No one likes them except the idiots that are watching The View or television, American television. Yeah, those people, oh, Israel, you know, the evangelical morons, okay, they worship Israel, you know, because they've been brainwashed, you know, right? But normal people, average people throughout the world, the entire population of the world knows that they're a bunch of genocidal lunatic rat scum. They know that. Everybody knows that. Nobody likes these rats, okay? Then how is it that these fucking little rodents, this population, this teeny little population of fucking rats, right? How is it that they're able to get these goyim, like Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, and you know the people that are in the Defense Department and the people don't have Jewish last names, as far as we know, unless they're secret Jews or crypto Jews. You know, they're doing whatever the Jews tell them to do. Well, it's simple. You give them the money, and that gets their loyalty. They're loyal at that point. But they need one more thing, right? You know, so they don't, when that Mike Johnson piece of shit looks at himself in the mirror and doesn't projectile vomit at what he sees, you know, the Speaker of the House or any of these. I don't know why I'm picking up Mike Johnson. He's a particularly a repulsive little piece of shit, a little Israeli first piece of shit, you know. No, the one more thing is you give them a narrative, a story to tell about why they're doing it. And so, in terms of military attacks on other people, you just say, you give the neocon line, which is, we're going to build a strong America. You know, America has to be the preeminent power. We have to be able to wage war anywhere in the world and prevail. That's the neocon sort of talking points. Okay, that's the you know the mandate or the curriculum vitae of the neocons is America must be able to destroy anyone else, must have military supremacy throughout the world. Okay, so it's America, strong America. That's the narrative. Okay, but all the wars are in the Middle East, and all the wars are there just there to benefit Mother Israel. And all the weapon systems that they say that we have to spend all that money on to make America strong and to have a strong American military. It's on that. All those weapon systems are specifically designed only to protect Israel and not the United States. So all of this talk about patriotism and a strong America, that's just talk. That's just this narrative. That's just this story, as Noah Harari, the little Jewish rat, is always rattling on about. Story, you have to have a story. No. He leaves out the word bullshit story. Okay. So you got to come to Harry Vox. Forget Noah Harari. He's a little Jewish rat liar. He's a plagiarist. He stole everything from this guy, Jacques Attali. Jacques Attali, another Jewish rat who's promoting the extermination of the Caucasian race. Jacques Attali, that's who Noah Harari is plagiarizing pretty much most of his talking points from. But whatever. Forget Noah Harari. The story is a bullshit story. But you need to give that component to the goyim as you give him the money, you know, to destroy our military and to destroy our nation and destroy our political standing in the world. Not just give Mike Johnson, or whoever the politician piece of crap is, not just the money. It's got to have the bullshit story too. And this goes across our society. So if you want to get the story on why the 8-year-olds must be able to choose whether they want to have their genitals removed and not have their mother's permission or their father's permission to do so, you have to have not just the money to give to the goyim, although that one is primarily Jews pulling the strings on that one. So if you look at the finance people who are financing the Boston Children's Hospital, it's all Jews and Bill and Melinda Gates who are bribed by Jews. Bill Gates was bribed by the Israeli Mossad, who ran the Jeffrey Epstein child sex blackmail operation. So he was caught on film having sex with underage girls at Jeffrey Epstein's mansion in New York. And that's why Bill Gates is doing what Bill Gates is doing. You know, so you don't have to give Bill Gates an inward-facing narrative. All you have to do is give him the outward-facing narrative of public health. I'm doing this to protect the public health. Immunization is a great way to protect. That's his narrative, and that's outward-facing. So the narrative that they give Bill Gates to rattle off isn't designed to cause any inward changes in Bill Gates's mindset. The video that they have of him fucking the kids, that's all they need for Bill Gates to have his inward decision to do whatever Jew boy tells Bill Gates to do, because they have him on film having sex with underage girls. That's what you did at Jeffrey Epstein's house. You didn't go there because you wanted to seek Jeffrey Epstein's opinion on how to get the Nobel Prize. No. It was sex with underage girls. Bill Gates on film is Jews have the film. And some of these films, probably what was removed from the house by Dominic Kahn, Kahn, that Jewish associate of Epstein who was seen in the days after the death, the murder of Epstein, walking out of, who was filmed walking out, and it was put in, I think it was New York Post or the Daily News, some of full page images of this guy walking out of Epstein's house with a bag of videotapes. Okay, so who knows who they got on those videotapes, but Bill Gates is one of them, let's say. And that's why Elon Musk referred to said, when he was asked, well, people have to worry about the Epstein list getting out there. Well, first of all, the Epstein list has kind of been out since the beginning. We have had the flight manifests. What more of a list do you need than the people who are on his plane heading down to Lolita? What more of a list do you need than people who are on Lolita Express, which is what they call the plane, flying down to Lolita Island? There's your Epstein list, and we've had that list for 4 years, okay? So they're like, oh, the list is gonna come out. List has been out for a long time. We know who's associated with Epstein. Supposedly there's another list? I don't know. But this idea, you give the money and a narrative, maybe, and a little bit of a position of power, board of directors, if you really need to. Certainly you give them a fellowship in some Jewish think tank, right? But for example, the narratives that the Jews give the goyim to destroy the family. Oh yes, the 8-year-olds, they can go to a doctor and have their genitals removed without the parental consent. If the parent consents to it, the parent could get arrested. This is where we're heading. Well, what's the narrative that they give them? Well, because if the child doesn't get his genitals removed or her genitals altered, that child is going to commit suicide. That's the narrative. That surely they were going to commit suicide. Surely. Suicide is the only option then. Okay. Well, there's plenty of people that had confusing moments in their life, or just moments where they experimented with this or that, and then when they went reverted back to whatever their original normal state was, they didn't commit suicide. I was really into stamp collecting when I was 8, 9 years old. I said, I love stamp collecting. I'm gonna collect stamps forever, you know? When I discovered girls, I was like, fuck stamps. I don't give a shit about stamp collecting. Okay. I wasn't gonna commit suicide if I lost stamp collecting in my life. Right? So if a kid slips into his mom's high-heel shoes one day and just walks around for a minute, you don't haul him off to the gender reassignment clinic. And if you take the shoes off, he's not gonna commit suicide. But this is the narrative. Remember, you gotta give the goyim money and a story, as Noah, the Jewish rat Harari calls it. Harari calls it the bullshit narrative or the bullshit story. You gotta give them a bullshit story. So the neocons, it's a bullshit story about American patriotism. We make America strong. And all the weapon systems only are there designed to protect Israel, and all the wars that we get involved with are only there to increase Jewish power and nothing else. There's no other war. We haven't defended ourselves in the last 30 years against an aggressor, in the United States. We've only gone after innocent nations that Israel wants to take over for their own use, namely Ukraine, Syria, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, eventually, hopefully. Right? And these are the places that we're going to be getting in wars over. Because Jews want to make Ukraine Israel 2.0. They've said it. Zelensky said we're going to make it a big Israel. They've all been talking about. And who bought all the devastated land off the dead, off the Ukraine, poor Ukrainian souls who bought thousands of acres for pennies on the dollar. That was all Jews bought Ukraine. Putin should get in there and say, okay, every single sale of land that has occurred since the war, every single sale is null and void. That money's got to go back to BlackRock, Monsanto, all these Jewish rats, any Jew rat who purchased any land in the Ukraine has got to give it back and give them their money back. Don't worry, it's not a lot of money to give back because they didn't pay anything for it. That was the idea of laying waste to the cities of the Ukraine. That was the idea behind killing off 3 generations of men so all these widowers would have no use for this land. And they sold it to Jew boy. For pennies for the acre, for pennies. You could buy 1,000 acres in Ukraine for $400. Yeah. And who bought all the land? Jew boy. That's what they do. So the United States spent all of our military arsenal. We wasted decades worth of construction of military armaments. And even though they say, oh no, this is another narrative that they give to the brainless idiots down at the Pentagon, at the State Department, these brainless fuckers, that all you need to do is give them a teeny little narrative and they'll do whatever Jew boy tells them to do. Well, here's the narrative they gave to the US, and you could see it in the New York Times coming out. Oh, don't worry. All those weapon systems, they were aging. They were aging weapon systems, and we had to, we and we, it, this is part of a good positive renewal process. There's your bullshit story. Those Tomahawk cruise missiles, those Javelin anti-tank surface-to-surface missiles, they weren't aging. They were in good working condition. They were suitable for the defense of the United States. So when you hear that, oh, we just got rid of aging weaponry, that's another one of these Jewish narratives
They give to various layers of the Jewish-controlled government in order to get people to say, to justify this absolute dismantling of our nation, of our people, of our gender, for crying out loud. You watch, Ukrainian friend Masha, mine, said, great, she said, you know, you watch 40 years of television, and now you go down and get your genitals removed. And, yep, that's exactly true. You know, she's Ukrainian. Well, she's Russian, right, but lived in Ukraine. But this is what they're doing. All the narratives, every fucking Jew narrative coming from these rats, every narrative is purports to be one thing. It has an outward-facing meaning, right? An outward-facing appearance, right? Appearance. But that's not what the narrative's about. So the Jew neocon rats narrative is, oh, yes, we have to be able to wage war and win any war, multiple fronts and multiple times. That's the outward-facing narrative that they give to the people in the Pentagon, the State Department, the political class, and the media. And so the media and the Pentagon, the political class, they run with that narrative. Why do they run with it? Because they're getting some bucks. They give them cash. Not even a lot of cash. Right? When you see how much money that these little rats down at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, which is a Jewish spy operation right in the middle of Washington, D.C., that's got thousands, over, I think around 10,000, it has had 10,000 fellows. And all these fellows, probably only 10, 20% of them are Jews. The rest of them are non-Jews, but they're going, yes, I got a $5,000 stipend, or I got a $12,000 trip to Israel, and for that little stipend, a little change, a little bit of chump change, all these chumps who are fellows, and if you're listening and you're a fellow in Washington, you're a fucking chump. Okay, you're a fucking sleazy little rat chump. You're a little turd doing what your Jew master tells you, and you're just rattling off whatever narrative the Jews have decided to script and give to you that week, day, or month, and it'll change according to what benefits the Jewish financial portfolios that day or week or month. That narrative will change, and then the goyim, you'll hear it. The goyim will change. Too. As soon as the Jew changes the narrative, the goyim just picks up on it, you know. So, you know, you say shame on these people, you know, going around telling us how patriotic they are and they're doing it for our nation. Shame on them, you say. It's human nature. The Jews know how to do this shit. There needs to be a test of every single fucking Jew narrative. Oh yeah, you're talking about patriotism, yeah? Make America, defense is strong, okay. How many of those weapon systems, how many of those wars actually benefited the United States or the people therein? Versus how many of those wars were for Mother Israel and benefited BlackRock and Blackstone and the Jewish-owned financial cartels? There needs to be a test. When the 8-year-old child, you're telling us that unless they can remove their genitals, they're going to commit suicide. That's the narrative the Jews give us. And the goys run with that. Because they got a little bit of money, a stipend. And that stipend is not a lot of money, I'm saying. And this is why I'm saying China or Russia, these Jew rats aren't even bribing and paying off Americans with some serious coin. Could you please come up with some serious fucking coin, Russia, and outspend the Jews? And then just come up with some more sane narratives to give these fucking goyim, these little goyim rats that are working for their Jewish rat masters. Can you just come up with a more dignified group of stories as Noah the Jew rat? And I hope you're listening to this, and I know they do. The Jews watch my shit religiously, okay? So I hope this little Jew rat knows that Harry Vox is completing the story. The story. It's just a bullshit story. It's just a bullshit narrative. That's all it is. It's all it ever was. Yeah? How many of those kids are going to commit suicide, huh? Show us the statistics. We need to have a public conversation. The Jews are telling the Goyim that they're giving money to push this narrative that the kids will commit suicide. All right, then. Let's have a scientific examination. How many kids have committed suicide because they couldn't remove their genitals? We want numbers here. How many of these wars were for the United States versus how many of them were for fucking Israel? How much of this money printing that's gone on has helped Americans in this last 4 years versus how much of that money printing got stolen by the Jews to buy our homes and put us out on the street? Challenge each and every Jewish narrative. Every narrative has to be put to the test. And every goyim pushing these narratives has to get his fucking ass kicked for sabotaging our nation and our people. Every person pushing this Jew narrative has to get the living shit kicked out of them.